Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 28th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 178 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between look for and search for. These two verbs, they have if not the same, very similar meanings, but there are some interesting aspects that we can observe, similarities and also small differences in the way people use them. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to start by going through some examples of how we can use these verbs, and then I will also discuss a little bit the aspects in their semantics, in their meanings. So I found a few forums here online. One of them is forum.wordreference.com. So if you check this out, you can find the difference between search and look for, and also seek. They include in this discussion here. So I'm going to grab some of the examples they use and make my own comments. And I also found something interesting on Quora.com. It's a forum, and the title or the heading is "What's the difference between looking for and searching?" And finally, I found some more general information about the verbs on myenglishteacher.eu. So let me get started here. To look for is used in general when you need to find something or someone. Well, that's pretty much the same for in the case of search, isn't it? But then the definition here for search is slightly different. It says search is used when you look somewhere carefully because you want to find something. So carefully. Here are the examples they use for search. The police searched the house for evidence. Or, I searched the whole room, but I couldn't find my watch anywhere. So, I searched the whole room, but I couldn't find my watch anywhere. So, as you can see here, the first example actually has the preposition for, but first it has the place here. So the police searched the house for evidence. So they were searching for evidence. As they were searching the house for evidence. So you include the place before the preposition for here. Also the second example here, I searched the whole room, but I couldn't find my watch anywhere. So, of course, I was searching the room for my watch in this case, but the sentence is split up into separate clauses. So then, but the meaning is still the same. We can also search for something. For example, we searched for a sunny spot for our picnic. All these examples I took from myenglishteacher.eu. And this is just to get started here. I think here there isn't anything new or any striking difference between these examples and the following examples that I'm going to read related to look for. The first one goes like this. Excuse me, I'm looking for the manager's office. Do you know where it is? So you're in a building and you're looking for the manager's office. You don't know where it is. So that's what you say. Then the second example goes, I've been looking for a job for months. Yes, I've been looking for a job for months. Would I say I've been searching for a job for months? Well, why not? It doesn't sound bad. Maybe searching would sound a little more formal in some cases. I don't think this would make any difference in this case here. Maybe look for is more colloquial in general. But there is this thing that, you know, when we think about collocations, if you're talking about the internet, probably you're going to search for information on the internet. Is this because it's the internet is not a physical space, or really is it not, or is it maybe this, maybe because look for is something we use it when we're talking about physical objects that we're looking for, or someone in a party or something. But then searching for is also possible to use with people or even places, as we saw in the examples. So I don't see any striking differences. Maybe something more to do with collocations. Here on the other page on Quora, there is an interesting point here, or aspect of this. It says, basically, this is Arun Pahadi, former student at Indian Institute of Technology, Mumbai. He says, again, this is Quora.com, it's a forum. Basically, to look for something is the same as to search for something. So looking for is more commonly said than searching. So the point here is that looking for is more frequent in the language. Okay, that's certainly true, especially if you think about spoken language. Then moving on here, there is another explanation. Searching is usually more formal or serious, like searching through a book or searching for happiness in a more abstract or metaphorical way. And look for, so looking for can be more casual, or when looking for people. So sometimes searching is used when you have a very specific target, whereas looking for is done when you're not as serious about something or you're not as sure about something. For example, I'm looking for Mr. Can. So I want to find him and talk to him. I'm searching for Mr. Can. He's lost in the crowd. So that's the... here we can see a slight difference in meaning. Yeah? So if you're searching for someone, it's because this person is lost in the crowd. Yes. Yeah, it sounds like it. And I'm looking for someone, it's because you want to find him and talk to him or her, of course. And the other example here, I'm searching through a telephone book for the right number. Or I'm looking for the number in the telephone book. Yeah. So, yeah, both sound okay to me. Kind of interchangeable. I'm looking for someone who wants to have a good time. I'm searching the streets for anyone who wants to have a good time today. Yeah, these are all examples probably grabbed from the internet. Yesterday, I lost my keys. I was searching from them. I was searching for them frantically. I have to go in 2 hours. I don't know where my keys are. I better start looking for them now. So I'd better start looking for them now. I'm looking for a job right now. Yes, instead of searching for a job. Yeah. The comment here, we say I'm looking for a job instead of I'm searching for a job. I don't see why. Maybe searching for a job in a newspaper article where people are speaking more formally. Maybe that's the idea. But anyway, the meaning itself is pretty much the same, isn't it? So searching for a job, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then finally, the last example I have here, or this is from forum.wordreference.com. To search is to look somewhere carefully in order to find something. So here we have some more examples. The police searched the woods for the missing boy. So the boy was, the parents couldn't find the boy and he was missing. So the police searched the woods for the missing boy. Here, like the previous examples I read, search is followed by the place first. So to search somewhere for something or for someone. Yes. I've searched high and low, but I can't find my birth certificate. To search high and low is an idiomatic expression. It means to search everywhere. So there is a more figurative meaning when you say people who are searching after inner peace sometimes turn to religion. This example here is very figurative. People who are searching after inner peace sometimes turn to religion. And you can also search your mind. So in a figurative way, you can... She searched her mind, or she searched her memory for the man's name, but she couldn't remember it. To search also means to try to find the answer to a problem. Yeah. So philosophers have searched for millennia, but they haven't found the meaning of life. Or a police officer who searches you or your possessions looks for something you might be hiding. Yeah. So like there is also the body search. So the man were searching for drugs and then they released him. Okay. And to look for something or to look for someone, on the other hand, means to try to find something or someone either because you have lost them or because you need them. Have you seen my gloves? I've been looking for them all week. So, have you seen my gloves? I've been looking for them all week. Or when you say, I was looking for Andy. Do you know where he is? I was looking for Andy. Do you know where he is? How long have you been looking for a job? So, to look for a job, this seems to be a very common collocation, yeah? Especially nowadays down here in Brazil. So, this is it for today. I hope I at least managed to... provide some good examples of how to use these two interesting verbs that are very similar in meaning and can often be interchangeable, but there are some aspects where you can find small, slight differences in usage between these two verbs. So this is it for today. Hope you're all learning something. Remember that you can subscribe via iTunes or... You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or comments. And I'll see you next time. Bye.